Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com.
How do we prioritize? Now, if you have read 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you will have seen this matrix. This matrix is called the Eisenhower Matrix, and there's 2 main categories that are positive and negative that you assess when prioritizing your tasks. Is it urgent and is it important? Urgent is the house going to burn down in the next hour if I don't do this? Is it important to the goals that I'm trying to achieve, into the bigger vision that I have, into the business? Right? So you can look at that, and let's look at this site together. So anything that you classify as urgent and important, you do that now, because if you don't, something bad's going to happen. Right? If it is not urgent but important, you schedule it. So when you think about your life as a business owner, you want to be really having everything kind of automated and really hanging out in the non-urgent and the important zone. Oops, right? That's your goal. Now, life happens, right? And things need to get done ASAP. And there's a lot of times that people, a lot of business owners, and a lot of employees even, just love living in the do it now zone. Do it now zone is stress inducing, and it is not where you want to be, right? You want to make sure that you have enough time in your day to address that, because if you don't, shit can hit the fan, right? It can go bad if you don't know actually, you know, if you don't have the time or you didn't have the resource to actually do that, but you don't want to be spending most of your time in that zone. And then we've got the not important, yet it's urgent. So if that's the case, that's usually when you can delegate that to somebody. You know that it needs to get done, that urgency, that sense of urgency, but it's not so important. So you could say, you know, if you hire somebody, that could be something that, you know, that's their every day, their whole goal is to just make sure that they're clearing urgent tasks that aren't important. And then if it's not urgent and it's not important, you eliminate it. Why are you even thinking about it? Why does it need to be done? What's the whole purpose of this? And so you can use this framework as you start assessing the tasks that you have on your to-do list, both in the architecture and the routines. Now, I need to take it a step further than this explanation of, you know, the urgency and the importance, because this is going to change for every person, every business, but there's going to be some common themes that you can always consider when you are assessing some of these things, right? And so how I like to think about things, mostly from the importance stance, right? Urgency is going to be different. And I can tell you which ones of these questions would more relate to urgency versus importance. But when you think about what is important versus not important, you have to go back again to what? To your goals. And then I like to think about putting that dollar sign behind things. So then I want you to start thinking about, does it drive business? Does that task drive business? If it does, maybe it's more important than something else. Is there a financial cost? Is there a financial benefit of not doing the task? That would determine how urgent it is and its importance. Is the task related to your goals? Importance. Is the task related to your clients or your customers? Urgent and important, right? Or one of the, or a combination of both. And will not doing the task, this is like the final dinger of urgent and important. Will not doing the task put you out of business? If yes, that is urgent and very important, right? And so I want you to think about your tasks when you are looking at all the things that you have to do. I need you to be honest with yourself, and I need you to be critical, because I get it. Sometimes for me, it is so much more enjoyable to do these things that literally nobody will see, but they provide me massive like gratification and satisfaction, but they're not necessarily helping me build my business. So what do I have to do? I have to take myself out of the equation and really have this objective conversation with myself, to myself, right? Like, no, that's not how I run my business. And so what happens oftentimes is that just human nature, we tend to enjoy the tasks that are easy to do, that are comfortable. We're in that comfort zone. But a lot of these tasks when growing your business are not in your comfort zone, they're in your growth zone. And hence you're going to have some resistance naturally to actually doing those. So your whole point in this exercise is to take that, you know, take that ability of resistance out by saying, no, this is the criteria that I am going to use in my business to make sure that I'm managing tasks well. So what I want you to think about now is, you know, really, how do you prioritize? You know, how do you currently think about urgency in your business? How do you want to think about urgency in your business? I gave you some examples, so this is going to be different for you. And what for you is considered important in the way that you manage your business, and that, you know, how would you, what's your defining criteria to get that into that important box? And then some of the other things of just being a little bit critical and in a good way on yourself is, you know, do you follow a list and do you stick to it? And if you're working with others, how do you stay aligned with prioritization? This is very important if you're managing a team, even if you have a few other people that you're going to be working with, or even just one, a virtual assistant. It's like, how are you making sure that they're aware of the prioritization?
Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media. Just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.